From the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice.
Later on this hour, the efforts continue to place a statue of General William O. Darby on the edge of Fort Smith, and the work is just beginning to move a Frank Lloyd Wright house from New Jersey to Bentonville. We'll hear how that task will be done.
And Pearl Brick sings inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio and talks about leaving college to travel to Key West, losing her voice, and her recent return to performing.
First, the Children's Advocacy Center of Benton County has received reaccreditation from the National Children's Alliance. Beverly Engel, Executive Director of the Benton County CAC, says that the accreditation holds the center to a set of about a dozen standards.
From the type of cases that are brought here, from our advocacy, our interviewing, our mental health, our medical, even our case tracking, our team meetings, meeting with other agencies. So every aspect of what we do, there is a standard that we have to meet, and we have to work, with our community partners and with community agencies and, with other aspects in our community to make sure that we are providing, what is best for them and for our partners and, meeting these standards.
Aside from being held to a set of standards common to all children's advocacy centers, Engel says accreditation does bring another tangible benefit to the CAC.
There is some funding that is available through the National Children's Alliance that provides for some training. It's not a substantial amount of money, but it makes available some of the services, such as what they call Kaleo Libraries for their resources, and we bring in some of their people to train, to do board training for us, and so we certainly have access as far as technology and working with them in training our board and our team members.
The center opened in January 2002 and was originally accredited 2 years later, but that accreditation must be renewed every 5 years. Since opening, the Children's Advocacy Center of Benton County has given support to more than 6,000 abused children and their families.
In the coming weeks, two area lakes managed by the U.S. Forest Service will be drawn down. William Dunk with the Boston Mountain Ranger District says Forest Service officials are using the slow winter months to perform some necessary maintenance at Shores Lake in Franklin County and Lake Weddington in Washington County.
It's a really good opportunity to kind of keep the invasive species, aquatic invasive species, in check. The freezing temperature seems to help with that. And on Lake Weddington in particular, we have a plant that's called yellow floating heart, and it can be extremely invasive if we don't keep it in check. And it's also a good opportunity for us, while the lakes are drawn down, to perform some maintenance activities on our boat docks and ramps.
Specifically, the Shores Lake boat ramp will be widened and lengthened for easier access, and a courtesy dock will be installed at Lake Weddington to make it easier to load and unload boats. Dunk says work will be done to improve the fisheries at both lakes, including the addition of gravel fish spawning beds.
Structure in the lake is great not only for the fish, but also it provides a good opportunity for anglers to fish around. But as far as how much it'll improve the actual fish populations, that all depends on a lot of variables, but to have those additional structures, we would hope that it would increase the fisheries there.
The drawdown is expected to last until freezing temperatures subside, likely sometime in mid-March.
With a new high school under development in Centerton for Bentonville Public Schools, school district officials are already searching for a name and mascot for the building. A group of 19 student leaders at Bentonville High School has been tasked with coming up with ideas to suggest to the school board. But community members are also encouraged to send in ideas for mascots or for the school's name. Mary Lay, communications director for the school district, says while few mascot suggestions have come in so far, she has received quite a variety of suggestions for the school's name.
A lot of them are thinking about the principal that we unfortunately and very sadly lost in the last couple of weeks that had been an assistant principal at our high school and then a principal of our new Fulbright Junior High. And then one young man sent the name Dillard, like the Dillard store, because he had been an Arkansas resident. And then one came up with the idea of West Ridge or something like that because it's on the west side and on a ridge. And then another person came in with a former politician's name, But here's one that just came in that said Bentonville West High School, West Side High School. And we had another one called Benton Central High School because it's centrally located in our county. So we're getting, for just opening my computer a couple hours ago, we're getting quite a few suggestions.
She urges school district residents to email her any suggestions for the school's name or mascot. You can do that at mley@bentonvillek12.org. Suggestions are going to be taken until February 20th.
Some street work in Fayetteville starting in the next few days will result in limited access and lane closures in a couple of areas. Work will begin tomorrow at Oakland Street and Lindell Avenue and last through the month. The work is an extension of an earlier job, and crews will replace curbs, widen the street, and patch previous street cuts. And starting Monday, installation of an underground electrical vault will limit traffic or otherwise close streets at the intersection of Center Street and Duncan Avenue.
An area school administrator will serve on a state board that is aimed at preventing child abuse. Dr. Karen Hollenbeck, the principal of St. Boniface Catholic School in Fort Smith, has been appointed by Governor Mike Beebe to serve on the Arkansas Task Force on Prevention Through Education of Child Sexual Abuse. The appointment, which is a new position, will expire in May 2015. Governor Beebe also appointed George Overby of Lamar, a former state legislator, to the Central Interstate Low-Level Radioactive Waste Commission. Overby's appointment expires in September 2015.
The Arkansas women's basketball team put another game in the loss column last night. The Razorbacks lost 60-58 last night at Georgia. The team is now 14-4 on the season with a 1-4 record in conference play. The women's basketball team returns to Bud Walton Arena Sunday afternoon when it hosts Mississippi.
Tonight, mostly clear. Lows will be around 23 in northwest Arkansas, dropping to around 27 for the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, going to be warm again, sunny, highs from 53 to 59 throughout the listening area. And for Saturday night, mostly clear, lows from 23 in northwest Arkansas to the upper 20s for the Arkansas River Valley.